All right, welcome to episode 23 of the Almanac Podcast. My name's Alex. I'm here with my boy Eddie. And we have a special guest here today.
You want to introduce yourself?
Introduce yourself. Give him applause.
I'm waiting for the introduction. I was timing it. timing that job.
Robert McKenzie, but everybody know me Simba.
Okay.
Simba.
Young Sam. Young Sam. I like that. All right, bro. I hear it. So, what you mean? Tell everybody about yourself, bro. Where you from?
So basically, I'm from Philly, North Philadelphia to be exact. 18th and Berks. That's like where Tevin Farmer, the boxer, featherweight champion, is from the same exact block. Meek Mills, same exact block. Dr. Umar Johnson, a lot of people know same exact block. But then I was like at the North Philadelphia, I was there for like 10, 15 years of my life. But then I moved like my grandma and start bouncing around with my aunts and stuff like that. And you know, just started trying to find myself. Was in the streets a little bit. Didn't do too much crazy stuff, but still stuck to school. Did really good in school. I went to like a private school. I was the first person in my entire high school to graduate because it was like the first school to open, and it was like my class was the first class to be there.
You're the first person to graduate from your high school.
That's tough.
The first person.
very, very first person to walk across.
That's a stat.
The accolade list look good, bro. The accolade list sounding real good right now.
When I go there, I get mad love. It's called St. Colville Freedom Academy Charter School. They you ever heard of MOTEP? They like always win the PIAA every year for like 3-4 years straight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they really good basketball team. But it's like an Afrocentric school, nothing but Latinos, Africans, learn about your histories. Like we wear dashikis, it's crazy. We call it Swahili. It's crazy to learn about your history, go way back before we were slaves and stuff like that.
All at that school?
Yeah, all at the school, yeah. And it's K-12, but I went there for high school.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was the first class to graduate, the first student to get my diploma. I got scholarship to Millersville. That's why I'm here at Lancaster now.
Okay.
Because I went to Millersville, and my uncle also graduated from there as a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the first person to bring the NAACP to Millersville. We brought Jay-Z to Millersville because they had like the BSU back in like the 1995, something like that.
Okay. So you say your cousin?
No, my uncle.
Uncle.
My
uncle. Okay.
So that's how I got like a strong connection with Millersville and stuff like that. And I get a lot of love from that. Miss Rita, y'all know Miss Rita, her son is running for Wade. He running for office in Lancaster. I forgot his first name.
Bro, I'm going to be real with you. I don't really keep up with the politics over here.
I keep up with everything, but I try to stay like involved, informed, and just like connected. So that's like my main purpose. Oh man,
that's a touchy one.
We can get into who you're about to vote for, and why. But, So tell us more about your high school, though. I want to backtrack. I still can't wrap my head around the fact that you're the first person to graduate from that high school.
That's a flex. That's a huge flex.
Yeah, heavy. When I go there,
do you go back there? Do you go back there and like kind of help mentor some students and continue that?
So when I went to high school, when I was in 12th grade, you know how you got to do your internship?
Mm-hmm.
And you go to, like, a job or something like that, and you just basically learn for your field that you're going to go with your major in college for. But with me, I was able to, like, go to this program, and I started, like, a nonprofit, too, in this internship. Mm-hmm. So, like, we got a grant from the school district, and the school district gave us a $200,000 grant to, like, help students learn how to get in college, write resumes, do community action, serve in leadership and stuff like that. And the school that I was in, which is St. Colville Freedom Academy Charter School, helped me get there because, like, it was, like, the only all-black school where black kids wasn't going crazy, wasn't, like acting ratchet, exceeding expectations. Everybody got, like, straight A's, B's, and stuff like that. I graduated high school with straight A's, A+. Like, I was probably 17th in my class, but it was only about, like, 40 of us in our class.
Okay.
And the reason why I walked across the stage first because I did my internship was number one because our senior exhibition project had the number one in there, and I got mad scholarships. I basically almost went to Millersville for free because my scholarships and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
But my school just cared about history. We pour libations. Libations like affirmations to like ancestors, so you could understand like why.
So is that all part of the nonprofit then?
That's all together. So like my school helped me start the nonprofit, so it was like, all right, it was like an off branch. And it was more so the summertime, because it was only in the summertime. So when my school was out, I had that during the summertime, and the and my classmates was technically my employees because they worked for me. I was like the CEO of the.
It was your idea. You are. I'll be damned if it's my idea. And they tell me it was the.
And then my science teacher, he was like the he was the site director.
Okay.
So he technically worked for me too, and he was my science teacher, right? And we had like a crazy, crazy connection. We had like we was on the news. We did like marches in Philly and stuff like that. That was like during the time when Chicago closed a lot of schools, Philly's closed a lot of schools, and a lot of schools were getting shut down. So we was like fighting to keep schools open, go against curriculums, build the curriculum, and stuff like that. So it was like really, really big in Philly during that time.
Okay, and that's all including. So that's part of what you do with the nonprofit.
Yeah, cool.
And is it just you, or who else is included in the nonprofit?
It's me, my close friend Antonio. He go to Hampton. He graduated from Hampton. Really smart dude. My mentor, Boomy Samuel. He owned like restaurants in New York. Mm-hmm. He got nonprofits as well. So that's what made me get into the nonprofit way, because he already had nonprofits.
Okay.
And he the one was like, all right, yeah, this is the paperwork you got to do. This is the people you got to talk to. He basically just set the road, and he was like, all right, if you don't do it, that's on you. But here go the blueprint.
Yeah.
So we just ran with it, and that's why I was an internship with him. But he showed us actually how to do it. So it was like, why not do it?
Mm-hmm.
And we just ran with it.
Okay, cool. What's the nonprofit called again?
Quality Education Youth Collective.
Okay.
QEYC is the acronym.
Okay.
Is there like do you guys have like what I'm looking for, like a format, is like a page? Do you guys have a page to go to?
Oh, it's a website. It's just Quality Education Youth Collective, QEYC.com.
Okay.
It'll have like in the background, it'll have what we call Fannie Lou Hamer trainers. It's like people back in the South back in the day when Black people, African Americans, wasn't allowed to go to schools to learn. We had to be like segregated, and we was like in rooms like this studio, learning by a teacher, like probably like 30 people and stuff like that. So like we try to keep it like our education about us, because like just like now with the Black Lives Matter and stuff mm-hmm. like that, a lot of people don't understand like why do Black Lives Matter? Like, like it got to be deeper than we just being killed, or like it got to be a deeper purpose than that. Like why do we matter to like this society in the world or humanity?
Okay,
and it's like. Like we gotta know our history,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people don't know we don't know our own history, and a lot of other people don't know our history.
No, it's like when you go to public school, you get the whitewashed version of the history or American history. You have to go to a college basically to get Black history, which is unfortunate. You should get that. That should be like that should be the history that you're taught from the gate. You know, from first grade, kindergarten, all that straight up.
Yep. And then like. Going the journey of my nonprofit, I learned that, like, you know, in elementary school, like, you get social studies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, history, but it's not history.
It's not,
and
it's
and the name is within itself.
It's like politics, too, though.
Exactly. You know, it is like politics.
You learn a little bit of the government.
Man, you learn everything. But it's like the overall gist of it is just so you can be sociable to your peers. That's why it's called social studies, so you can understand everybody else upbringing and how we all connected. So, like, that's why Black history starting slavery, Jews starting like with Hitler and stuff like that, while everybody time starting a messed up moment.
Okay.
And it's like you really don't know that you're really more than that. Like, so that's what my school really taught. It taught like understanding like we kings and queens and stuff like that, and that we worth more than what's really in the present. And my uncle also showed me the same thing. That's why I went to a lot of Afrocentric schools, because he was like Afrocentric, pro Black this, mm-hmm. Black that, started all Black college, and that's why I really went around that way. But to tie that in with Millersville, I went to Millersville because it's all white PWI.
Okay.
So like I wanted to switch up my whole dynamic being with Black people all the time,
mm-hmm.
and now go with white
and educating, because even white people, some white people need to be educated.
Yeah, absolutely.
About like what, you know.
Right, what we go through in our everyday lives.
Exactly.
Right, instead of just seeing it on TV.
That was also just like another thing that like ran across my mind, just with you being from Philly, and Philly itself has a lot of great schools. And I wondered what pulled you to Millersville specifically.
Right.
And just like opposed, like if you could have given a second thought, what do you think like what your second option had been you not chosen Millersville?
My second option was Virginia Union, only because I had a full ride, like full everything paid for the 4 years. I didn't have to pay nothing.
Okay,
but like it was a HBCU, and nothing wrong with HBCUs. It's just that HBCUs are not really seeing that in a good way in corporate America, and you gotta go like to Hampton to really be in a good HBCU or. It's Hampton and Spelman or Morehouse. So it's like, if I wasn't going to those, I'm not going to none.
Okay. Makes sense. So what are you studying over at Millersville?
Oh, business administration.
Okay.
And a minor in social media marketing.
What are you going to do with it?
So, like, I already have my business, but, like, I really want to take it, like, to the next level, because like I said, as a nonprofit, like you only could do but so much, like as far as like get your 501c3, mm-hmm. you make a profit off of, like you really can't, besides make your own hourly wage and stuff like that.
Right.
But other than that, like I really want to get in like the corporate world of things. And right now I'm the manager at McDonald's on King Street, mm-hmm. and I'm the manager there. And like I use, like I was telling you the other day, I use all my resources from jobs out here mm-hmm. and give back to like the homeless or connect people together, because I feel like that's what I did in Philly. That's what mm-hmm. I did all the time with my nonprofit and stuff like that. And I'm trying to like make that bridge here as well.
Okay.
And I definitely know a lot of people here, and I know like a lot of like I know almost probably like a good handful of owners on Queen Street alone, like just from working and being a manager there, and they like being at certain meetings and stuff like that. For example, like the Marriott. Mm-hmm. All the business owners on Queen Street and managers get an email from the Marriott that says the capacity of people that's going to come to a certain event, and so that the business can be prepared for it.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's so looking out. That's real looking out right
that's
there.
That's super heavy, right? So mm-hmm. you get an email every week that says like 190,000 people going to be at this event and with this event for, and then you can prepare on the business on how to maneuver that. But say like people like us, like rappers or people that trying to come up in Lancaster that had that same email, and they're like, okay, I could present this to this type of audience during this day and have this type of people, because there's a lot of tourists that come to Lancaster for whatever reason, but like only the major companies knows.
Yeah.
And people be like, we just talked about this the other day, why people come to Lancaster? There's nothing here. All the people that's from Lancaster don't know why people from Lancaster come here.
Right.
So it's like people got to be more informed, more educated, and having that all up.
Was it you that was saying Lancaster's what, number one?
Yeah, number one on CNN for CNN Today for a place of retirement in America.
Right.
And that shit just blows my mind.
Yeah, number one. Like, the country. Right.
Yeah, no, a lot of people, like celebrities and their grandparents are
out here, I believe. Or it was like,
yeah, Lady Gaga's out here.
Yeah, they got secret places out here.
Emma Stone's grandma is somewhere around here.
It's the woods. I think it's the woods. Yeah. Yeah. You gotta go real deep to touch me. It's like for whatever I'm doing in these.
Bro, you gotta really find me.
Exactly. That's my perspective of things. Yeah. But okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty dope.
I got you.
So are you launching anything else, or do you plan on launching anything else with the business degree that you're getting?
So what I'm going to do is, like, right now I got my clothing line on, mm-hmm. IPA Lifestyle, so it's meaning Long Live Lifestyle, or Live Life.
What language is that?
French.
French.
So I pick French because, like, a lot of people say, like, designer stuff is French and Italy and stuff like that. That's where most of the designer things come from.
Okay.
So
people like different.
Yeah, it's just different, you know.
It's like Japanese letters. It's like, right, Japanese. Some people, it appeals to some people, it doesn't. Not. Yeah,
right.
I feel you.
Okay.
So I was like, I just give it a little different twist, but also I wanted to be, like, a different apparel as far as, like, educational apparel, because I'm a big person on education. So, like, I wanted to be, like, with those people who can have, like, a QR code on the back or, like, a phrase in the back that educate you on, like, a history, or, like, say, this color is for that or this color for that, or for everything have a template and a reason, like a collection.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, my shirt now, like, I got a gold plate because gold is, like, one of the strongest minerals. It's a mineral a lot of people don't know, but also one of the strongest, most valuable, precious rock that a lot of people love or whatever value, and it's come from Africa. Most of it come from Africa.
Hmm.
So that's why it's Ave Lifestyle Long Live. Everything supposed to be Afrocentric, education and stuff like that, and still look nice at the same time. So that's like my main push right now.
When did you start that?
I started it literally.
Because I think I remember seeing you start posting about it. I don't know, maybe sometime this summer.
Yeah,
is when I started seeing it.
It looked familiar.
Yeah, I went promoting for a while. It was just a lot of people don't understand. It's just like, you know, Spurgo, Fashion Nova, stuff like that.
Fashion Nova.
A lot of people don't understand, like, that's e-commerce. Like, that's like another, like, form of branding and sales.
No, not Walmart.
I was gonna say, I'm like, I feel like you find like Walmart. You find like the same track pants
different
websites.
Yeah, you do.
Like,
you
it's like, the same it's thing. Like they just be ripping the tags off and on, or like putting their own sometimes.
Well, yeah. Like Milano did the H&M. Like Milano was doing H&M clothes for a while before they got how they is. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Because Milano started in Philly, so like a lot of Philly people only knew about that.
Yeah,
and then it was on the news and everything. But but she rebranded herself and all that. But yeah, I'm just trying to start like my own e-commerce business and also like use that to inform people and educate people on like history, Black history, and the youth culture, and just educate people on it.
Are you trying to tie everything in together then?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Tie everything around.
So are you looking to get more business from this area, or are you tying anything back to North Philly?
I say more so from this area, because Philly, like, I feel like when I go to Philly, like, I'm good everywhere. Like, a lot of people know me. I get a lot of, like, when I go to Philly, it's like business now. Like,
yeah.
It's just not, like, it's not even, like, it's home, but, like, it's always, like, I'm definitely getting something good out of it as well. But also, I feel like in Lancaster, because I went to Millersville, and the fact that I feel like it's a lot of potential in Lancaster. And just for it to be the number one place in the country to retire just shows you.
It's like, one of the fastest growing cities.
And fastest growing city, right. And PA, too, as well, which is a state of Commonwealth. So it's like, it's definitely on the rise for a lot of things. And I'm involved in like stocks and stuff like that. So I see that as like an investment, a long term investment. And I feel like if I get myself established now, I'll be good long term.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, moving on to like stocks and investments, you also do Forex.
Right.
Okay. Right. So like what is Forex? You know, like you're not the first guy that I knew that was involved in it. I followed this girl on Instagram and she promoted it heavy, but like the feedback she would put sometimes is also very like hectic.
Yeah.
It was kind of just like, if you think it's a if you think it's a scam, either way, I'm getting money. Either you get money with me or so it's like, please like just enlighten me what exactly it is. Right. Nobody ever goes into detail when they do it, when they go into the rants,
right?
But they speak of it,
because like I feel like it's two type of people that really do it. It's people that really does it, and people that's like that just got into it type thing. Like I was doing it for like 6 years.
And
like, yeah.
Also, you was doing it before it was popping.
Wow, way before it's popping. Way before it's popping. And the fact that I take business class and stuff like that, I learned different avenues to make money. Just not like a full, like a quick class or like investment classes, stock classes, binary classes, and stuff like that. And like I heard of it, so it was just like, all right, it's something that I would definitely like to look into. So I did my research on my own, and I was like, oh, so stocks and Forex. Forex is like the money side of stocks. So like every company, well, every country technically is a business, is a corporation.
Yeah.
So like America, like we got a president. We don't have like kings and queens, because presidents is companies, corporations. So like our money is a stock. It represents our country. So if you like say, for example, the money in your pocket is your stock. That's your stock of America. So like if you save your money somewhere else, is going to worth more, or it might worth less. It's just how the market fluctuates. So either way, us Americans, we in the best position, because like we in America, our money worth more any and everywhere except for in Europe. So if we keep it, that's why they say save money, because you're gaining interest. Your money gain interest no matter what, depending on how the economy is doing. So for example, like Corona, they're saying like a lot of countries is doing bad, and some countries are doing good. The countries that are doing good, their money is worth more because they're making money, their jobs is going.
They clean.
You don't got
to worry about the transaction.
Right.
Getting burnt on the transaction,
bad,
literally.
Right, literally, right. get the Corona. But like as to a country that's doing bad, it's like they money is not built. They don't have workers. They don't got economy. The economy not doing good, so their value is depreciating.
Mm-hmm.
So like money depreciates or appreciates. So that's the only thing that Forex really is finding a time when that money is doing good in your country, or when the money is doing bad, and saving it or selling it. And that's it.
Okay.
It's just like stocks. But a lot of people say like it's a scam and stuff like that, because there's a company that's going around that teach people that.
So it's a stock company, basically.
Yeah, it's a stock company that teach you what you're doing. So say, for example, like I had to, if I would have pursued it in school, like fully, like, okay, I'm going to change my major to like stocks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to pay like $10,000 to do it easily. Like, and so that's like tuition.
So they teach you how to manage everything in
there. Yeah, they teach you how to manage everything.
Okay.
So they have this company that teach you how to do it for, I believe like $250 a month. But the people that's like that girl that say, join me. She don't want to pay the $250 a month. Because it's a membership.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like school, college. You got to pay that. You got to pay for it. So for me, so that's like saying, okay, I'll send you to school and you got to pay me. But if you bring two friends with you, you don't got to pay for college.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's all it is.
So what, do you just get the education behind
for
it?
Free.
If you
for
do
free.
That.
So
okay.
You learn how to get into stocks, how to learn stocks, how to make money in stocks for free.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could pay the $250. See, me, I would just pay the $250 and just learn as much as I can and then stop, because I already, because you can learn more, but it's like once you're making a good profit or whatever,
you
like,
have
I'm
your
good.
Flow. And
yeah, you already
going.
Got your flow. You don't got to pay it no more. You're like, okay, cool. But if you really, really want to go hard and keep learning, because like you set up.
So the access into it is free then?
Huh?
So like, so So you're saying it's $250 to to get the education?
Yeah, for the education, but to get in the stocks
and
the
entry free.
Yeah, the entry fee. That's all one.
Okay. Right, so you just can't get in with no education. And...
Yeah, but you can. That's the thing though with stocks. Like everybody can get into stocks for free, but it's like you're playing with your money.
Right.
So like if you go like so for example like a bank. Banks is automatically like a stock company as well. So if you put your money into a bank, like a bank account, you automatically involved into stocks.
Okay.
Because banks, that's what they do with your money anyway. Yeah, and that's how you gain interest and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do it as far as like yourself, like, okay, I'm not going to go to a bank. I'm going to just invest this stuff myself. You're going to lose your money because you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to read the charts. You don't know how to read the graphs. You don't know how markets fluctuate. You don't know how to do nothing.
Yeah.
So you're just losing money. Then it's like, all right, wow, I should have went to go got the education before I lost like $1,000, $2,000. And that's what happened to me because I was losing money in the markets. Like, I was just trying to teach myself. But after a while, I started learning, like, okay, like, experience is always your best teacher.
I'm trying to.
Always your best teacher.
Right.
So it was like, all right, so I went in there. I was like, okay, I lost $100. Damn. $200, damn. And then on Mother's Day, like 3 years ago, I literally made like $700 and I was done. I was cool. I said, I was good. I said, I take it. I said, I'm good. I took my mom shopping, my aunt shopping. I got a little stuff for me, but it's basically all the women in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, cool. This is really real. I really need to get into it. But at the same time, I'm not going to keep risking losing money and stuff like that.
So like, I feel like just watching the stock market alone is very time consuming.
Yeah.
I try to do it. Like I've been fucking around on Robinhood.
Yeah.
So, but like, I mean, because I already came up. Like, I already came up once. I only put like five in.
Mm.
And like, I just bought like, I ain't gonna lie, I was just trying to flex. I was like, let me grab two Nike stocks.
Right, just to say I got it.
Like, just to say I got it. Like,
had it on the burner.
But then, I had my uncle. My uncle was really the one that put me deep to it. Like throwing suggestions my way. I'm up 700. But like, I don't keep up with it.
Right.
So like, I could be down and not even know.
Right, because it fluctuates so much. And that's the thing with the educational company because like, they show you how to make money like in a short period of time. So say, for example, like you can't sit in front of a graph all day and stuff like that. They'll show you how to make like $500 in like 30 minutes, 40 minutes over time just because of like how fast it fluctuates, how to put certain. You could definitely pull your money out anytime because it's like it's about a second. So like, say for example,
so you can put in your money and
you can pull out,
bring it out at any time.
Like, I could do it right now on my phone, like it's instant.
But
no, it don't depend what you're doing. But it depends like as far as your trades, because say you do you close your investment, right? But that payment still had to take like 24 hours to process through your account, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But that's with any payment, like because banks and stuff like that. But it's not no waiting period because the market's never closed. It's open 24/7. So it was like, okay, I get in this time, I can get out that time.
Okay.
It's like you might not make nothing and you might just break even because you could get in. It could be a second. It could really be a second.
Yeah.
But the markets fluctuate by the second as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you might see it say like you up $5 and you hit take out and it might go down like to 450.
You gonna hold that 50 cents?
Yeah, because it's so quick.
I mean, they tax.
Yeah, they tax
too.
Yeah, because it depends on like your broker and stuff like that. Like how you like Robinhood, servicing fees and stuff like that. So they gotta get their cut too.
Yeah.
But it's like you got in for free.
Yeah, real trash.
You got in for free.
So, like going back to what you said about how you know with the virus and how it's affecting everybody's stocks. I mean, I don't really pay attention.
Right.
So, I mean, but America's pretty much what we have, like, the worst. We're still, like, the worst case, aren't we?
Yeah, almost. Yeah, we definitely get
worse. So, I mean, like, but you were saying earlier, like, our currency holds a higher value than most places,
minus
you know, Europe.
Right.
So, how?
Canada.
Oh, Canada's up there, too?
Yeah.
A little bit.
The Canadian.
I mean, they tax on everything, too. But I was going to say, how's that affecting? Has that been affecting us like drastically? Like, would you say?
No, it haven't been affecting us drastically because one thing about money, like the fact that Trump didn't shut down the country, it still made cash flow for America. It's still moving. Like, for example, like Europe is doing really. They've been passing us like by like $2-3 like for a while.
Yeah.
But they shut their country down. They still more than us, but it's more like it's probably like 1.5. So it's like almost catching up, but at the same time it's like it's still a gap. But at the same time, America is always still trying to find itself, and And right now with this whole Trump stuff and politics and election, right now it definitely fluctuates because outer countries as well, we got a lot of connections to outer other countries. So like the fact that the other countries is like, oh, I'm not going to invest in America or paying my business to America because I don't know Trump or I don't know who's going to be the president next year because what I do now might not be the same with Biden.
Yeah.
Right. So they like, okay, we're going to wait till the election. And this is a really, like, I wouldn't say bad time, but not really too good during Corona and election at the same time. It's not good. Yeah. Definitely not good at the same time.
I understand. Okay. I was going to say, I mean, like, well the when you say, how you said we didn't, like, close connections with other countries, I was going to say, with China, I mean, I had read this a while ago. We're still indebted to China, aren't we?
Because the whole Hiroshima, because we...
Was it Japan?
That's Japan, yeah, because once we bombed them, our army is automatically their army. So if they go to war, we have to go to war because we killed almost everybody.
Okay.
So they don't have no army. But as far as, like, in debt, like, they still manufacture mostly everything there.
In Japan or China?
In China.
Okay.
So in China, they make almost 80% of our things. That's why Trump said how we... are running out of a lot of things when we basically is the biggest country, put out the most money for everything, and we running out of masks, we running out of gloves because it's all made in China.
Yeah.
So it's like,
but that's kind of the risk we took when keeping the business going.
Yup.
That's why I kind of figure we kept the transactions going just because of the debt owe to them.
Yeah.
I'm like, because it's like, yo, you did this, you owe us bread, how you going to cut us off?
Because China is technically like a third world country almost, because they just like...
Oh, I know, I've seen some things.
The way they move over there is insane. Yeah, like
wild.
They'll go into, they'll manufacture a whole city over there, basically run it to the ground.
Rebuild a new one.
And they'll just leave it. There's deserted cities in China. They'll just leave it, move on to the next one, and they'll keep doing that. It's actually pretty wild over there.
For real?
Yeah, there's a lot of deserted cities over there.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cool.
That is cool. That sounds like some like game.
You think that is cool?
Yeah, game,
some Halo Wars back in the day.
You built. The way I look at it, it's a society when you look. It's an abandoned civilization when you think about it.
It is like civilization.
No.
Because they leave something behind, and you have to figure out what happened. Why they die out?
Yeah, probably.
Bro, what you think they don't have in China? Like, even
they got everything over there, bro.
Anything.
They got any and everything over there.
Wait, where was Hangover taken?
That was Bangkok.
Is that in China?
That's Thailand.
Thing. That's like somewhere, right?
And it's that's
like,
Thailand.
Thailand.
Oh, Thailand.
I was about to say, I'm here because the whole chicks with dick thing freaked me out. But that's
the whole transvestite.
I said Thailand. Is it Thailand or Thailand?
Think about the Wuhan market.
The Wuhan market.
I heard the origins of the virus.
I heard during the height of coronavirus here, it was a good idea to invest into digital currency.
Oh yeah, like Bitcoin. And stuff like that, cryptocurrency.
People trying to clean up.
Yeah, man, cryptocurrency is big. Honestly, it's crazy.
I actually saw my first Bitcoin ATM machine.
Yeah.
Over here the other day, I was actually pretty surprised.
They buy every airport. In every airport.
At the Getty. It was crazy.
The Getty on
Manor. The Getty right here on Orange.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. But it's at every airport. Yeah, it's Bitcoin ATMs at every airport. It's on every third-party currency transaction, like Cash App, PayPal, all that. It's just that Bitcoin, well, not Bitcoin, but cryptocurrency all over is like, it's black market money. So, like,
it is terrorist money.
But at the same time, it gives the whole world one currency. That's the only thing that separates
Are you for the one world currency kind of thing?
I'm not
at all. But eventually, like, at the end of the day, like, if we want
to... You got to learn how to play the game.
I'm a humanitarian. So, like, for us to all to be one, like, we got to definitely have, like, one union, one government. Well, not government, but, like, one sense of direction.
I can agree on that, but like at the same time, like the reason I don't like the idea of digital currency is just like I don't like nothing I can't physically touch.
But that's money
like,
though.
Huh?
Your debit card pay. I mean, Apple Pay.
It's literally the same thing. But even then, I don't like using cards now.
True, but who carry cash?
Huh?
Who got cash in this room? One, two.
Right now.
That's because they. See, cash is like
I like cash.
Now.
I mean, because but like we're
cash at first. I would always have cash. Like, nigga, what?
Because I used to think it was unreasonable.
Right. If
you
somebody
lose,
got cash.
You can't lose cash.
It was the amount of cash. Because, like, I have cash, but, like, it wasn't all like that. He'd be like, ugh.
Right, pull it out. Pull it out wide. I mean, Mr. Big Daddy Warbucks over here.
Right.
Like,
call me the one day. He was like, yo, I left a wad of cash at your house. I was like, you did what?
Cash.
Yeah. Like, he does, like, stuff like that. But the thing is, we like, the era we're in with, like, we're
scammers, and all that. Yeah.
That's the issue. And, like, it's not to say I'm not worried about getting robbed for having cash, but I'd rather a man come to my face, like, because at least
right.
I can do something back.
Body,
I
right.
have
I
the
can
option to do something
right.
back.
Oh, so you're saying
that shit back too. The bank's the biggest thief, bro.
The biggest thief.
The bank is the biggest.
The biggest.
They give it, but it's a. But bro, what if you need that joint now?
Six days,
bro. What if Bills is due next day? Like
you can finesse. You can tell him to give him a little excuse. You mean?
Yeah, let him know.
Right.
Listen, all I know is with cash. If you know who robbed you,
yeah, you know I come back. I'm
you
coming
know
back.
I'm coming back.
Right, scam. You get a name in another country.
Yeah, honestly, that's
so. What else? What else are you a part of? That we haven't talked about yet.
Right. I know.
That sounds like an incriminating question. What else are you a part of?
what gangs you affiliated with?
I did not say that. That's not what I said.
My man's really bad.
Yo, fuck you. Y'all just put mad words in my mouth. Fuck y'all.
are you a Crip or a Blood?
Y'all was tripping. I didn't say none of that.
Right. But I'm also
interesting.
I'm also vice president of marketing for this public relations group.
Oh yeah, that's actually what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So like public that's relations. Yeah, public relations. So like we do, it's called a briefcase group. The owner is James Washington. He's the manager of Yaz off of the Empire. Yaz the Great, the singer,
oh,
the rapper,
okay.
Sang and all
okay.
that. So he manages him. We manage this guy, the Sin. He got his own liquor in Philly, stuff like that. So we do like different artists, different people.
You got liquor involved?
Yeah, we got liquor involved too.
Like
as well.
You,
like his own liquor that he created.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you need to try. I need to try some of that.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. No, I haven't tried it yet.
Okay.
But
where can you get it?
It looks like it's like in a glass vase.
What kind? What kind is it? Like whiskey, vodka?
It's like vodka. It's vodka.
Vodka.
It's like gin, vodka.
Gin.
Gin. Yeah.
Gin.
It's like
I fuck with gin.
It's like I feel like
gin's my shit.
I feel like it's like a fireball.
Okay. Fireball is a whiskey.
It's whiskey, but it's like...
But it's like
no,
that.
It's a vodka, but like it's got that cinnamon...
Yeah, yeah.
Cinnamon,
okay.
Yeah, that cinnamon burn.
I need to try that out.
Yeah,
though.
That sounds good.
My roommate's a bartender, so he's always throwing drinks at me and whatnot. That's definitely dope. Put them on.
That
so you like IPAs?
Nasty as fuck, bro.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
So do you like... Do you pick Henny or Douce?
Well, I'm sorry?
Henny or Douce?
Probably Douce, yeah. Ooh. Why?
Henny.
I feel you.
See, you know, I get really angry off the Henny, so I don't do Henny
yeah,
no more.
Yeah,
Henny
do get
you.
It's not true, bro.
He said it's not true. He's not mic'd up.
Oh, that was the night you got two?
Huh?
Was it the night he got two of them, John?
No. That was
that was
yesterday. He said yesterday.
That wasn't yesterday. I didn't grab two yesterday.
No, he said the Henny and the Douce was yesterday.
Oh.
And there was a Hennessy bottle
bro,
right there.
Bro, I didn't see that, John. I didn't see that, John. I don't know how he was even there. I don't even know how he saw that, John. He wasn't even there. I don't know how he saw that, John.
He said it's still
on. He was on the cameras right then.
Thank you. I put it on Instagram.
Right.
So you saw,
oh,
you,
yeah,
so
right.
you saw the Hennessy
nah,
bottle?
Nah, I saw that too.
Right.
Nah, now there's a lot of cosigning going on.
Some witnesses now. It was popping out on the bushes on you.
They're writing statements, bro. They're writing statements.
He said, oh yeah, that was...
The last
there was definitely
y'all, y'all hear these balls singing
two?
Like canaries?
They said it was the last two, and you
supposed
to out
here singing like canaries.
These archives.
Told the whole story.
The story's still up on his gram.
Oh, it's the last two Henny bottles next to the Douce.
Got him.
Ain't no trace. There ain't no trace to prove it anyway.
No witnesses.
No witnesses.
That's funny.
Yeah, bro. I don't really like the clear keeping it.
Right.
With the whole vodka. Why? Like, I just... It makes me.
Yeah, I don't like Wagyu. I don't like.
It upsets my stomach. It always upsets. I throw up more off Clear than I do anything else.
Yeah, I get a hangover more off of Clear.
Yep, that too.
I love that shit.
Off of whiskey, any brown liquor, I can wake up the next day at 8 a.m.
Oh, I say whiskey.
I can do gin. Gin will like. I don't get a hangover with gin at all.
Yeah, I just hate how gin go down. That's
it. Does go a little rough.
Yeah, gin don't
mess
you up.
It's like a rubbing alcohol.
It just go down.
Not that I know.
But gin is vodka. Yeah, it's just instilled with botanicals and whatnot.
Right, it's a little harsh.
Yeah.
I thought it was made with like
you. Yeah, it is. But what you need to do is you mix the vodka with that, and that becomes gin.
Nah, bro. It's,
oh,
bro.
Gin's made with, yeah. Gin's made don't bro. Stop. Stop.
Make some home gin.
Bro, gin's made out of carrots.
He ain't even share none of it.
You wasn't there.
Yeah, I know. Anyway,
I mean, Trav ain't getting none either. So,
but one of the most recent projects that we just did with the Briefcase Group, we did like a.
How many people were in the group before?
It was only three of us.
Three,
four of us.
And when did y'all start?
We started about when was this? Honestly, they started about a year ago.
And whose idea was it?
James Washington, he's the CEO of it.
That's right, you already said that.
But they tagged me along because James Washington, I know him from like a while ago from when we was kids. But he came back from Chicago because the Empire stuff was over and yes and stuff like that. And he was like, yeah, I need a new vice president of marketing. And he see like my Instagram and stuff like that. And he just hit me up and he was like, well, this is your first assignment to see like if you're really serious about it. And the first assignment was a virtual prom for Philly because the whole Corona stuff. So we promoted that. We got some major people headline on it. We had DJ, you know, DJ Diamond Cuts from Philly, Bri the Greater, Isaiah Thomas, he's like city council in Philly. We had Sarai off of the Empire, the Sanger, I think her name on there.
Bro, hold on, I got you. Take a bow, bro.
But also we had Charlie Mack on there, and I still got his interview on there as well. And it was pretty good. And it was all Philly kids on there that couldn't go to prom because the Corona, so they was all like dressed up or not dressed up.
So how'd that work exactly?
Yeah, it was kind of hard at first because like we had to like it was on a Zoom at that.
So everybody was, so how many like windows was open? If we talking prom, I'm like, that's like a 300 box.
Yeah,
that's a 300.
Yeah.
It's looking like pixels at that point.
Yeah.
I was about to say, yo, I just think people been really wilding on the Zooms. And I just like I done seen one where like a mom's butt ass naked walking behind her daughter. Like I'm like, yo, I was like, if I know these young boys had to be wilding for prom.
Yo.
They're probably like, yo, you actually come over and I'm gonna crack you at prom still.
But no,
but virtually.
But no, because the names is on there, people came like, oh snaps, you saying Charlie Mack gonna be on there. Like I gotta be on my best behavior. So like people was coming on there like a lot of people was like couldn't believe like what they were seeing type of thing because it was like it felt like because you could talk to them too so like they had they like the 101 sessions gave they like a little motivation telling the kids like keep going because the Corona and school about to change and stuff like that so like it was really motivational too at the same time and uplifting because like it was like at the peak of Corona too during this time too for proms. During the prime time, so it was just like
kind of like pretty much similar to like what like Obama and LeBron did for the graduating class before summer camp.
Yep.
Okay,
absolutely.
That's like
it was great. It was great.
Like it count. Like it's the little things that count, right?
Right. It definitely does. The little things definitely do count, and it was like we definitely got big help from Isaiah Thomas, city councilman. He definitely donated some money as well for us to get our own website and stuff like that. So like it was definitely like a community event put together and stuff like that. And we definitely gonna do one again, hopefully next year if this Corona stuff still goes on. Yeah. And it's gonna be definitely bigger, better. And it was free too. So like all these major name people, like we could have definitely easily that could have been like $1,000 ticket just to join.
Yeah.
But it was like free. All you need is a link and just jump right on in.
Nice.
Yeah,
my man's really plugged in. I see. Like, he knows you know a lot of people.
Like, yeah, a whole lot. I'm just trying to bring it all in, huh? Bro, that's what I be thinking. But it's be like that's a lot of work.
Start putting them fees up. Hit me up for prices. DM me for promoting prices
on a promo run, right?
Fast. You just give like, him. Just put something else on his plate. I said, just put something on his plate. Why don't you?
I'd rather be Gilly than Wallow.
I guess
but
my next
Wallow go hard on the promos.
Yeah, but
Wallow.
I listen I follow Gilly, so he puts like snippets up. Yo, it's crazy, and it be cracking me up. Like,
I just seen White Girl at the Green Age Cafe in Philly like a week ago, bro. Yeah.
Oh shit.
At the Green Age Cafe. That joint was lit. It's a nice place in Philly on Yeah, don't call me white girl. That's what she said, right? But that's
don't call me white girl.
Right? She had like little finger waves and all that. I'm like, yo, she famous, yo. I just walked past somebody. That joint was crazy. But that's good though, right? No, bro. Cause look, the way it was, like, walked up on me, hassled me down. But no, this was my thing though, bro. I had to do a whole setup because she went in first, and then they had like a line outside. So I guess she had RSVP already, but she didn't have no guards or nothing. So she was like a regular person. I guess people didn't notice her. Mm-hmm. I was like probably like the only person maybe. But she sat down regular car. I'm like, yo, we waited like 45 minutes to get seated because they like capacity the room and stuff like that. I'm like, man, was she going?
A restaurant?
Yeah, it was a restaurant. It was a breakfast restaurant. I'm like, all right, soon I go in that joint. I'm sitting right next to her because the seat was open the whole time. So like, it's every other seat. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not allowed to sit there, but I'm gonna just automatically sit there, and just go in and start talking and all that.
Was this a business move or a
pleasure? Yeah, it was definitely a business move. Heavy, just, I just needed a pick. I'm like, I just need a pick, but no,
you gotta take the opportunity.
And she be throwing shots too. She be like on her on the podcast. She be like, yeah, I be looking for me for a young boy. So I'm like, oh,
nigga, hit me up talking about.
Right. Facts. She be going in. She be letting it all out. So I'm like, yo, I'm probably. She's like, yeah, I could be a sugar mama.
You
like,
shoot your shot.
Be my sugar mama. Right. So it could be both business and pleasure. But what you mean?
How do you manage?
We gonna tag her in here for you, bro.
Please tag her.
When it comes to like balancing everything that you're tied into, how do you manage that on a day to day basis?
I'm about to say, yeah, it sounds like a lot of time management.
Is impossible. Females is impossible.
You said the females.
Yeah, it's impossible.
I was talking about everything else, but yeah, how you handle that? how you handle that too?
Right. Everything else is easy because. I got my planner. I got my I wouldn't say interviews, but I mentor a lot of people as well. So like, I got like a Square account that people just set up appointments and just chill, talk to me and stuff like that, just get some motivation and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because a lot of people just need influence, you know?
Yeah.
And just seeing people doing good and like people that just like just that extra punch, you know. Yeah. I call people kings and queens. I say
uplifting
good morning.
Brother.
Yeah, just uplifting people, you know, just a little something. And so I do that and but all that, I feel like everything balanced easily, but it's just like I said, females, man, like just like.
You never had a shawty make an appointment just to see?
Oh, yeah, bro. Bro, not even shorties and homosexuals, bro. Like, look at bro. Yeah, bro. That joke, like, I'm like, they be like, yeah, they'll hop on, they'll be like, they'll say some, they'll have like a, like, some, they'll try to act like a girl first, right? Or they'll say, like, I know you're not like that type of person. I know you're not into. So why would you oppose? Like, why would you try?
Wait, what?
Right, yeah, you know I'm not into.
Hold on. So what? You so like they schedule what? A video call with you?
Yeah, video call.
Just to hit on you.
Just to shoot their shot.
Dudes.
I ain't yo. Funny.
It is dudes though. Dudes mainly do like if.
You should record
it. Females like set up appointments, but it's like mainly like homosexual dudes would set up something and try to shoot their shot. And I'd be like,
yo, bro, can I
try to jump out,
bro?
Yo, my block list is crazy. I got at least like 300, at least 300 people on my block list. Like, no, just dudes. It'd be homosexuals and old ladies.
Why don't
like ladies? Not even old, probably like 50, mid age.
Why the old ladies? Is it because they're not hitting right, or they?
They be joints like from Texas.
Yeah, you discriminating?
Like, they ain't trying to fly you out.
They do, but I just be like, nah, like I don't. That's a catfish.
It could be a whole dude that's on his block list.
That's a good point. That is a very good point. Yo,
I'm good, bro.
Can I tell him what happened?
Don't ask me how I know that.
Oh yes, please. We gotta talk.
Yo, okay.
That,
so
we gotta talk about this, bro.
I'm at the mall yesterday with Sim and Kellum.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the food court. Me and Kel, we just got some Blazing J's. We're chilling, just conversating.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That's why it happened. You didn't even let me get into it. Yo. So anyway, like we just got done eating.
Facts.
And Kellum, I don't know if you went to the bathroom or you. Oh no, Kellum went to go get another drink. He went to go get a refill. So we're sitting there talking, chopping it up, and Sim's telling me, he's like, you know what, man, I just really need some fresh puss. Not even like 2 seconds.
Two seconds.
A shawty walks up, a little thick joint, a little chunky joint. little dark skinned chunky John pulled up, and she's like,
"What she said?" She was like, "Hey, I want my friend thinks you're cute."
Right? Yeah, my friend thinks you're cute.
Oh, talk to yo, me. Right after he said that, I was like, "Yo, this nigga, got, like, this man is in God's hands." Like,
like, I just need some fresh pussy tonight. And she just came up like,
"He put the bird call out." She right. responded,
"Excuse me, my friend thinks you're cute." Spoke it into existence. Like, I just didn't, like, I wasn't expecting that. Like, right. Like, oh. You would have thought it was a movie. Like,
that was so ironic.
But speaking of catfish.
Right, right, right.
So she started pointing.
Oh, she catfished you?
No, no. So her friend, oh, her friends were in the food court.
Like a counter.
They were
catfish.
Like, but they were like hiding. They were like hiding. Cause I guess
she, hiding.
Yeah.
Hiding behind what?
I don't think she wanted. Two of them, yeah. She didn't want her friends. So it was three of them. There's three girls total.
Together, yeah.
Three girls total.
So they was all a little on the heavier side.
Okay,
and there was and two of them was pushing like 6 foot. Yeah. No lie, two of them was pushing like 6 foot.
So they're taller than.
But I think the situation. I think the situation was that like she's like, oh, Bo's cute, and her friends like say something, and she wasn't trying to, so she did it for her unwillingly.
She tried to.
Yo, I'm a, like it's like me saying like, yo, I'm gonna tell Shawty you.
Yeah.
So it was that kind of situation, but she's pointing it. He's like, you know, he's being very courteous. Right. He's
trying
like,
all right,
what's up? See what's up? All right, yeah. Like, you know, tell her to follow me on the gram. Right. Tell her to follow me on the gram. And then after she saw that, she was like, oh, I'm going to get parts of this too. Right. She's like, add me on Facebook too.
Add me
too.
On Facebook right now. I'm right. Like,
damn. Three man's hitting two birds with one stone.
So what's
but
the cap?
So he's like, yo, who's your friend? So she points in their direction. I can't really see them at the angle I'm at.
Okay.
So next time, she's like, yeah, not the big one. Because there was already one that was sitting out in the open. She's like, not the big one.
Not the big one.
So, because you can see the one that obviously wanted him. Yeah,
she said that. She said, not the big one.
She can't.
Violated her own friend. Violated her own friend. Said, not the big one.
Because the one that wanted him was like low-key like poking out, like half showing. You saw the cheeks and the ponytail. You ain't see the rest. So she's like, oh, she just saw that. So she was like, it's the other one.
It's the other
so
one.
Then, like, yeah, he gave her he gave the socials. Kellum comes back. She walks away.
Right.
And we go back to the conversation. Next thing we know, they all walk up the escalator. All so we got a full glimpse of every member of the Powerpuff Girls. Because they was wearing, like, red, blue, and green. Like,
right, that definitely was.
Right, it was the Powerpuff Girls. And they're looking hard at him.
Super hard.
Like, all
the escalator.
Broken.
They're going up the escalator looking at him the whole time. Yeah, and, like, yo... I had my little medical mask and like you know me I'm goofy about it so I'm like I had over my mask I tried to hide my laugh because they were looking so hard and he didn't want to look he was like oh yo. Fuck they're all big like,
they always big
so then like
not the big one I'm like oh y'all big
and like, she meant like not the biggest one like
not the biggest one
not the big one the slightly
the like, slightly. I'm like, oh, like, you just, I'm thinking it's a bad job.
Yo,
oh,
you need to check the socials or nothing?
Yo, but my glasses.
She only had face pictures up.
No, she didn't have them, so it was like,
she belongs to the streets.
And they dipped off. I'm like, all right, cool. Soon they came out, I'm like, oh. I'm
trying to finesse you.
Yo, but, like, my glasses was fogging up because I'm laughing so hard. So, like, I don't know if they could tell that I was laughing or just
and
it was
so many bad Jones, too. Yo, the whole mall.
It was weird. Like I hadn't been to the mall since COVID started.
All models, and I got the
there was a lot of bad,
nice.
Bad girls. But it's like it was just like I'm at the point where I'm at the mall, and like I ain't approaching no shawty because I'm scared of getting like getting that underage response. Like yo, chill.
Underage
response. Like, right. If I would have known, I wouldn't even have came in this direction. Like,
it's hard to hit on people right now just because of the mass period.
Right, on top of that, busted.
Yeah. Like, is it disrespectful future. Right now? I'd be like, yo, pull down your mask real quick. like, before you start talking.
That's not like something else, though.
That's
like,
not disrespectful,
that's like
is it?
To a stripper or something, pull your mask down.
Nah.
I saw a shawty do that on the escalator. I saw a shawty do that on the escalator while I was looking at her. She's
but
like,
it make it easy for you
to let me know.
Can you take that as flirting and she takes down the mask?
I took that as flirting.
Yeah, I'll take that.
She's like, oh, you're
letting me know you're cute.
Right, you're trying to let her know it's real. Show me your face so I know it's real.
She was cute, bro. She had the edges like everything. I was just like, damn.
But easy to hit an ugly joint. You just be like, yo, keep your mask on.
Just keep your
mask on. I don't want to catch the corona. You good, but I don't want the wrong.
Damn.
Keep your mask on.
I hear that. That's funny as hell.
But yeah, my man Sim really got the juice. that was
wild, John. I got a bad batch. That was a bad batch.
That was a bad joke. I thought it was good. That was a bad joke. But no,
they still hit me up though. They gonna hold you. Yo, they all hit him up at
the same time.
At all of them.
She belongs to the streets.
Like, and they all like, yeah, we all left. They all saying, I went home. Oh, so that's why all y'all.
Okay.
Slide.
They all trying their luck.
Right, they all shooting shit. I'm like, yeah, y'all tripping.
You should have said, I'm pulling up to all of you.
Right, I'm like, oh, y'all pull up to my crib. And they all just be at the door.
I said that. Yo, the way they were looking at this man, they looked at this man like he was meat. Like,
yo, they were just joining.
It was like
the then I said hi to him. They didn't even say nothing. They were just still staring, like sitting on the bench in the middle of the court.
Yo, they would have rocked. They would have kicked
me. They was like three linebackers. Yo. They would have got me, bro. They would have got me hands down. They would have definitely
got me.
Yo, I said
that
to you. They would have definitely got me.
They was going to run the Trizzy on board.
Right. They would have definitely got me. They would have definitely got me.
They would have held you down, bro.
They were all our side.
Bro, bro. Like 6 foot. Minus the one that came. The one that came was short.
Came, right. But
she was stocky,
though. She was stocky. So I'm like, oh,
I said
man.
That. I was like, yo.
Somebody's daughter.
No, they're beautiful though. They're beautiful queens. They're beautiful though.
You saying that? You talking about somebody's daughter? We somebody's son.
They try to gangbang me. Like.
I'm my mama's son. You better stop.
Yeah, but God knows what they would have did to this young king. if we weren't there.
Huh? She was pretty.
So what, so you don't get into big girls?
No, they good, man. That my man convinced they good luck.
They good luck.
Good luck.
Hey,
good luck. Good luck. The
girls are good
luck.
Are they? Just the crack one?
No.
Oh,
that's more luck. That's more luck.
We've had this talk before.
That's
we don't have to have
a multiplier.
That's more luck.
They say you hit a big joint, you get like a Kim next. Kardashian.
That's real
random. You hit a Precious, you get a Kardashian.
You hit a Precious. Damn.
You get a Kardashian. I take that loss.
That's a, yo, for real.
All that butt.
He's out. Yo. All that butt.
All that meat.
Yo. Yo, I have a couple quotes from Kello.
I need the luck, man. Yo, can somebody check the game for me?
Which
the,
one?
The
Browns. You got any other questions for him? Or?
Right.
Off the top of my head, no. Do you have any questions?
I've been asking. Oh, well, we're about to get into this then.
All right.
Let's run it down.
All right, so
how many big chicks?
Hold on. I'm going to do this for the fans. Because I know
the fans
for the
only.
Female fans.
Only fans, I know.
Are you
only fans?
You got a shorty, man?
No, I don't got
a shorty. Oh, so you hear that?
Single, ready to mingle. Single, ready to mingle, you mean? You know, but I'm a very busy man, so I probably got to make a lot of time for you.
I understand. Okay. So you feel me? Low maintenance.
So yeah, you do plan on staying here in Lancaster though. You don't plan on going back to Philly?
My goals, like right now I'm in Millersville. I stay in Millersville. But my goals is like to get like a nice like low like
how many more years you got?
This is my last. This
okay.
My last. So like but my goal like is to like get if I get like a nice little I don't want to say plantation, but like a nice little
farm.
Nice little farm, you know.
I don't want to say plantation. I feel that.
You know, all right. Nice little, having dinker insurance, you know, a little chauffeur in the front. You know, be like the Bedrock video on Lil Wayne back in the day.
Yeah.
Wake up, hop out, you know, chill. Right. Got my farm right there. I tell
him, go
pick the farm.
Bro, you better stop.
Go juice the berries for me.
I'm not bleeping that out.
I ain't bleeping that, right.
You probably can't even hear him. It's cool.
The chocolate
facts.
The chocolate.
Tripping.
Bro, that's wild.
He's the best R&B artist.
Franco definitely.
What kind of music do you listen to, actually?
Huh?
What kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, music? I say music. I've been listening to like I say Meek.
Frank will be Willy Wonka.
Hold on.
Oh, I got you. So,
no.
But I say music that I really be listening to is I listen to a lot of rap.
What kind of rap? Who do you
like? Who would you say is your favorite artist? Rapper?
Drake. Definitely Drake.
Drake?
Drake's a pop star. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he is a pop star now. But yeah. I'm back. I'm like Houston, Atlanta, Vegas Drake. Yeah. Like you know that the calm Drake. Ooh. November 18 Drake. All that. Like
when
I like
he was, when he actually was struggling.
Yeah, when he was in the bottom. Like comeback Drake.
Yeah,
like comeback season Drake.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Like that, like all that. So okay. Drake is definitely my favorite.
Damn, that's
artist.
Crazy coming from a Philly boy.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, Room for Improvement, all that. That doesn't get your
car revoked when you go back home and tell people that.
Right. For me.
No, especially since you from 18, that don't get your car revoked.
No, it's just like it's your car revoked. No, it's just like no in Philly, like respect, no credit is due. Like you, Drake, like everybody disrespect Drake, but like you gotta give him his credit. Like he definitely.
I just think his fans go a little too hard.
Yeah, they go too hard. But I don't know though, because Drake, he really. Every hit, everything's a hit. Almost.
I revolt, bro.
But I mean,
no cheesesteak sock will
no
serve him.
Right, no maxes. You, bro. Oh no, can AR is a savage. The only bad thing I can say about him, he be drawing. He got to chill. He too ruthless. He booked right now. Yeah, bro. He the only man walking who just kill people. Like I never know people that just go around kill people and still
and be walking
and still walk like and rap about it. Don't get locked up. Nothing. His shit crazy.
Me and Kyle had an experience in North Philly where a shawty assaulted somebody in front of an officer, got booked, and came out 15 minutes later.
Damn.
So like, in North Philly, I feel like y'all North Philadelphians
bro, area fat. 303
pounds, six foot.
Kimbo slice.
Kimbo slice.
She said, you need a pinch, area, man.
He'll come over with that Drake ish.
But she literally like got booked. 15 minutes later, she's walking from like a distance. Like she's walking down there.
Strolling
by herself like a movie, like that Western movies play, that Western music's playing, and it zooms in. Like she's really walking by herself, pulled up, grabbed her food, and kept talking her shit. After she just got booked in front of everybody, the line never moved.
She got right back in place. She got right back in place.
She just came and she was just like, one of the workers just came out, gave her a bag with her sub.
Crazy.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, she a goat. Very crazy.
She's like, what can I do to this joint ready?
Right.
Let me kill some time.
Let me go see my homies.
Wow.
Yeah, very crazy, bro. That's not the bottom, but that's like the hood.
Okay.
Crazy.
She was literally preaching. She's like, I'm not even from here.
Right. That's like, AR Adfield. For real. Gilly kid. All that's all them
right there. She said, you can't come over here acting like that. You can't come to Erie acting like
a girl, acting female. Like that. That's crazy.
Act like that.
Yeah, those are crazy.
I even look her in the eyes.
Yo, no dude was really trying to look like a lot of the men were even just saying like, yo, yeah, that's something you want to pop.
You going to hit her? He ain't getting no fair one. She not getting fair one.
She not going down. She not going down easy.
She getting back up.
That bitch that got big ass sons too.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
This bitch is big.
She like she
I
had
sons
too.
Tripping.
Uncle Ruckus.
Female Uncle Ruckus. She knew kung fu and everything.
Right, everything. She was a real deal.
That shit's wild.
Bags.
Damn. Yeah.
But yo, did you ask him if he had an OnlyFans?
Oh yeah,
I did.
Damn, no. But my man Jimmy Smacks, he made the first bill on OnlyFans.
For real?
Jimmy Smacks.
First,
100 million.
He's a guy.
That's 100 million.
He's a guy.
1 million.
I'm saying, but is he the first male?
Male to do it?
Yeah. No, person. The first person to make 1 million.
Oh.
OnlyFans.
For real?
Jimmy Smacks.
I thought Bella Thorne broke that joint.
Oh, no. She was lying, though.
Oh, for real?
Bro,
she straight up lied.
OnlyFans posted.
I was her body not that crazy.
Bella Thorne's not that.
Shout out from Snoop.
She ain't all that.
Wow. He got shout out for Snoop.
From Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg shot him like, yeah.
For doing that?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, homeboy, keep doing your thing, man. Snoop Dogg like a pimp. And OnlyFans is like, you a pimp, like, you should be OnlyFans. If you a pimp, you should be OnlyFans. Because it's the legal way to pimp bitches, bro. It's straight legal.
Okay.
You like, yo, you get making... five girls, and like, yo, I'm gonna be a photographer as a pimp. He's like, yo, I'm gonna take all these pictures of you. Hey, look. Sexy, you in the tub full of milk, and I'm gonna have all these boys, have all these dudes just subscribe to you.
And I'm gonna take 10%.
I'm gonna take 10%. And I'm gonna take 10% because I'm coming up with all the material. It's looking good. And I'm about all your. I'm about all your.
It don't sound like a bad gig.
It's dope. It's not right.
He's out here. I'm about all your all taking your apparel.
Hit my green.
Playing my green. Right. But he don't be drawing.
Barry White boys.
My Barry White boys. Facts. But he don't be drawing. He be on there with midgets, twins. I'm like, yo, you
crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, you wild. But people, I don't know how people be buying into it. That's
yeah, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, the Pornhub free.
The
you know what's crazy is when was that? Like the beginning of COVID when OnlyFans got hacked.
That's gay. OnlyFans.
Yeah, what?
It's the being a male.
Because most of your subscribers is men.
It's Safari's on OnlyFans doing some wild shit, jerking off and shit like that.
For real?
Yeah.
Then he make a song to WAP. And he make it.
Yo, you heard that? Yeah, yo, that shit was funny.
Yeah, he out of pocket. He said it's for the big dick niggas. He's drawing.
That shit be dying.
Yeah, he's drawing.
Obama posted, if Obama had OnlyFans, y'all buying?
Oh, wow, no.
Yeah, but like.
It's influence.
But yeah, like. I'm loving the justification.
It doesn't have to be sexual content.
Yeah. It could be like motivational. Just people subscribe.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's not. OnlyFans isn't a sexual content.
That sounds like a scam right there.
It's just the most popular.
Like it's a scam. It's his scam. He's like, yo, you know only scams?
He sells scams.
Then you go on there, he scammed you. Ain't shit on there.
Subscribe to nothing.
So how you know about it? Oh, you listen to his music.
They know.
Yo, he probably posted his music on there.
Crazy.
$10 and you got to hear it. That is true.
True.
That's
facts.
When the OnlyFans started. It was for shoutouts.
Yeah, for shoutouts, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then niggas started fucking bitches on it.
Yeah. Started fucking bitches.
It just turned up.
I'm sorry?
You pay for a shoutout. Like, say you use a celebrity, I pay you off the OnlyFans. Yeah.
That's good. Damn, I wish they still do that. That would be smart. That's good.
They still do it.
For real?
Yeah. It's not just all people right. Fucking.
I was about to say, you getting shouted out on the fucking. Like, shout him out, baby. Wildin'.
True.
It was two birds, one stone. You getting porn in a promotion. Like.
Right, and at the same time. Pleasure and all.
See, we're visionaries here, man.
Yeah.
At the Almanac Podcast, we're visionaries.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks. That's what we are.
This is definitely a dope podcast.
Questions for my man?
I think I know enough of you.
Right, this is, I feel like this is good. This is like a good span.
Youngson, where's Pride Rock, bro? Where's the home base? Like,
yeah, I mean, you got anything else you want to like tell the fans, or you got any knowledge you want to motivate them?
Get your messages out.
So right now, well, next week in Philly, I got like a mansion or whatever Airbnb mansion. You know, I got like 12 rooms, 4 mm-hmm. bathrooms, pool, everything, and
chocolate mansion.
Yeah, that's gonna be crazy. We going wild for a whole week.
I'm gonna be wilding for a whole week,
bro. And then I'm going to Houston for some stock convention and stuff like that because I got about 112 people in my organization just learning stocks and getting involved in stocks and stuff like that. So we going to a convention in Houston for the company and just people just celebrating the success and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of projects in the works, man. Also trying to bring more people together and also give like back to the homeless in Lancaster and stuff like that. I definitely want to do more stuff with that because homeless is bad here. Very, very
it's
bad.
It's been getting real bad lately.
You want to do that with like clothes and shit?
Yeah, I'm going to do that with clothes, everything, bro. I'm going to do that. I do that with everything. I did one last fall. And I,
don't give that drip.
Fact. Don't get, no, not too much drip. Say, you know, unless you got it like that. I might keep it. Say.
I thought my man was expressing the line. I was going to say, oh, damn, bro, chill. Don't give him that drip.
I was going to give it to my dog, but I ain't see
both. Yeah. No, he don't need it.
It'd be like that.
Give it to the homeless people, bro. They need it, bro. They out here. They out here suffering.
I don't know. I have a love.
It's about to be a cold winter.
It's about to be a cold winter.
I have a love hate relationship with the homeless.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do be drawn though.
Yeah, one time the one dude was like begging me for food. I was like, I'll be right back. Brought back a whole pie of pizza. He slapped the shit out of it. He was like, yo, this is not what I wanted. I was like, mad as fuck.
Oh, yeah, he's tripping.
You bought him a whole pizza?
He tripping.
Yeah, a whole pot. I went to a party. I was at a party. I gave you some beef and I went to go grab some liquor, came back, and I was like, yo, there's some homeless dude down the block. Asked for food. He looked bad. Went and grabbed the whole pie, gave it to him. He slapped the shit out of it. I was like, yo. I was like, you? I'm never helping a homeless guy again.
Bobby.
That was him.
Tell him. Bobby took a homeless man on a, I think it was like a White Girl Wednesday. He took a homeless dude off the street, took him to, bro, he got home. They took him to his crib, changed his clothes.
That's all they want.
Right, and just recorded the whole night. They took him to House of Pizza.
Bro, right, not even 2 days.
That same night, you dripped out.
Everyone's leaving the club. He's like, yo, where you going? I was like, I'm going to sleep right here.
Right there, right. I'm going right. They buy him drinks.
Yo, Shawty, you coming home with me, right?
He got chains on. He got like, my man Bobby in Millersville. They had him the whole night. Bull buying shots. He was you'd think he was a rapper. Like you in a music video. And then by the end of the night, they had him like last picture. He right back on his coupe. Like right back on his coupe. Like I'm like, damn, but he had the best night of his life though. That's what it looked like. That homie man, the best life night of his life.
That's wild.
That's wild. Damn. That's really wild. But yeah, I just wanna y'all just want to get back to the homeless in any shape, form, or fashion. Just some clothes.
The respectful ones.
Last fall with the the Social Security office, some people over there, and the businesses on Queen Street, like Bella Boo, Sneaker Villa, Isaacs, and stuff like that. I just got like all they stuff that they don't need or they throw out at the end of the night, and just like, yo, let me get this, and I give it to the homeless people.
Yeah,
so like I just do that for real, just team up with all of them, talk to them, and stuff like that. And that's what I've been doing. That's what I did last time. But this time I'm going to do the same thing, but at least get more people participated. I had the Millersville fraternity, sororities, and basketball team join last time, too, as well. And it was pretty good. But I don't know about this corona now, thing now. So
yeah, everything's different.
Yeah, everything's way different. But we're still pushing, though. Yeah,
bro, good shit. I mean, you definitely got good karma coming your way.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't need the ugly joint yet.
that might be your way to give back.
You giving back charity. Yo, we were just talking about that.
That's charity.
There you go.
Facts. But man, I definitely appreciate you guys, man. This joint definitely a great podcast.
You coming on,
yep.
Man.
Yep. Thank you.
This joint's amazing.
So, you wanna wrap this up?
Wrap it up. You looking at me for?
Yeah, so we want to. I had to put him on the spot, real. So you
put him on the spot.
Do your thing. Do your thing.
So yeah, we want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Omnet Podcast. This is my boy Alex.
Yeah,
and my boy Sim. We want to let y'all know that we're dropping Monday on Apple, Spotify, and you can catch us on YouTube every Wednesday.
Of course, hit that subscribe button too.
Subscribe, share with your friends. And make sure they tune in, catch all this game, and
plug yourself in, bro. Let's get this Instagram.
Right, you can follow me 15 seconds, on Instagram at Bugatti_Simba, 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 SIMBA. Or you can add me on Facebook at Robert McKenzie, and you can also email me Robert199514@yahoo.com. Hit me up with all business ventures or also community events and anything like that to help out the people in the community. I'm definitely down, but definitely get at me.
Word. Wrap it up.
Straight.
Yo, good shit, bro. Good shit. That was a very, bro. I thought it was
good. Yeah,
that was a good hit.
That was
a good hit.
That was dope, bro.
That was nice. That was nice.
That shit was great. Communication.